Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
By the way, you got it. As we celebrate our 20th anniversary party up in Woodinville there at the Black Raven Brewing Facility, We asked you to pick the t-shirt that you wanted back in the rotation. One that you'd like to own again. My vote was for the turtle sex t-shirt. But you are the ones who voted. So now we have the men's room drinking t-shirt available for you in the Rock Shop now at KISW.com as we say cheers to 20 years.
Hell yeah.
Here on the Rock. Another question, whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK. Couple of comments here. Let's see. This is back in the day, guys, but I saw someone try to rob a Blockbuster video. The guy that I kind of knew from high school behind the counter beat him unconscious and bloody with a metal Little League bat that they had behind the counter there. Never will forget that.
Busted your block.
Oh, here's pretty cool. I watched the solar eclipse from a mountaintop with a 360-degree view. Pictures don't do it justice. I saw the shadow coming over the ridges towards me for a moment, incredibly fast, blacking them completely out. Then the light just goes out and the temperature instantly drops. Mm-hmm. You look around, you can see the sunlight in the distance in every direction, but not on you.
Right.
That's crazy.
That is pretty cool.
Here's a weird one. A dude landed his parachute on our school soccer field. The year was 2005 when I was still in fifth grade. It was random as F. We're just there having recess. And suddenly, this guy lands his rainbow-colored parachute out of nowhere. The cops eventually ended up, believe it or not, arresting him, as apparently he didn't have any permits or whatever, but all the kids were cheering and jumping up and down.
Well, I mean, if I'm a kid, that's awesome.
Parachute day was always the best in school, so now they're stoked.
Oh, you mean when they put you under the thing?
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'd be super pumped. They're like some random dude just landed your kid's school.
I mean, look, if I'm a kid, I definitely get the perspective. It's awesome. My first thought is Red Dawn.
Well, yeah. Are you saying
that's how they invaded the country? The kids are in school. They're like, look at the guys in the parachutes. And then they were mowed down.
I don't know this to be fact, obviously. Know nothing about it. But you just can't go up and parachute, I guess.
I guess not.
Yeah, I guess not.
Like, I got a Cessna. Got a buddy who can do it. Like, hey, man, I'll take you up there if you want.
I just want to jump out.
Yeah, I'll drop you over to the stadium.
Is it that you have to contact the FAA? Is it that you have to have a permit?
My question is,
even if the guy had a permit... Like, you still landed on a school lawn.
Yeah. On a soccer field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Couple more. Guys, I saw a kid on a bike get hit by a car in San Francisco.
Oh.
I heard something that sounded like a car door slamming real hard. Turned around to see about a 14-year-old kid in his BMX about 7 feet up in the air.
Mm. Oh,
when he hit the road, his first instinct was to get himself and his bike out of the road. So he was a little bit shaken, but he was okay. He was safely on the sidewalk and just sat down on the curb and started sobbing.
That sounds about right.
I'm going to go ahead and have a cry.
Yeah, I realize how bad it hurts now. Yeah.
Guys, I saw the Challenger blow up from the roof of my work building back in the day.
Oh.
I saw it on television.
I did too. Well, we saw it after the fact. But
your brother saw a launch.
I think it may have been the final shuttle launch. Either way, man, he's worked in the aerospace industry since he got out of college, right? But I don't know what the process is to get an invite to Cape Canaveral. Obviously, if you're family or work in the industry, but they invited him down. And again, I'm pretty sure it's the final shuttle launch. I'm like, how was that? And he's like, it's cool, man, because you're real far away from this thing, all right? And he said, like, it takes off. And you don't hear anything for a second. You see this big explosion, and this thing's going up in the air. It said then, like, the temperature picks up. The ground starts rattling, and you realize all the thrust that that thing needs to actually launch it. He's like, it is deafening. It was almost terrifying. He's like, it's crazy. And he's like, again, you're not even close.
Right.
You're a good distance away. I was like, man, that's something I really want to do.
Guys, I saw the last shuttle launch from Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were down there.
Yeah, you were down there, right.
And like the resort we were staying in, Old Key West, they were like, if you're at the pool at this time and look straight across and it's not cloudy, you'll see it. Because I guess,
how close do you think you were if you'd asked me? 10 miles? 5 miles?
I have no idea.
Really?
I honestly have no idea. But it was clear as day.
Well, it's Kennedy.
Did you hear any of it?
It's on the ocean. So that's an hour away.
Really?
At least, by car.
Huh.
Yeah, I want to say, I think it was a couple hours away, but it was still just cool to see. Like,
oh, wow.
Holy cow. Yeah, and you, even from that distance, like, you've never seen anything move, like the space shuttle moves with all the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what my brother was saying. Gas. He was like, dude, it's just not what you expect.
Guys, I thought I grew up in a quiet town that had nothing going on, but my mom was a store manager at Target. Had a customer come in one day, drop her clothes completely in front of everyone, then proceeded to pull an empty syringe out of her backside and start waving it in the air. My mom talked about this for weeks.
Can I get a refill?
She told everyone she knew the story. No matter where we were, she told everybody about that woman.
Well, yeah, if you get naked and do something weird, kind of sticks in the memory.
Yeah.
Guys saw Led Zeppelin during the Physical Graffiti tour. Jimmy Page was playing the guitar with a bow, and a laser pyramid was spinning around him. Jimmy started playing faster and faster. The pyramid is spinning faster and faster. And suddenly he goes into the opening for Kashmir. 13,000 people just erupt, standing on their feet, and lit their lighters.
That sounds cool, actually.
Our question.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And whether it was good or not, what did you witness you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, muchachos.
Hola.
Okay, my experience was 1991. I was in the Persian Gulf War. And this is a different type of war because this was more like a tank battlefield, you know, mechanized vehicles, you know, you put your soldiers over there, we are over here, and then we go at it. And after like 1.5 days, 2 days, no sleep, you can start smelling like a mixture between diesel burning with human feces and puke and... You know when you're grilling chicken and one of them drumsticks fall in the grill?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's going to compare.
Angel, yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
So this is like a different type of battlefield, you know. This is like tanks against tanks and stuff like that. So it's a lot of burning and people blowing up and all that. And so every time I go into a bathroom that is dirty, I remember
just
stuff
right
like
back
that.
To it.
Wait, every time you go into a dirty bathroom, it takes you back to there.
Exactly. Every time I am in a party and somebody throw up, I think about it.
Smells bring back memories, man.
No, they do. Yeah. That's just not where I would hope I would go with that.
Yeah.
So this is what it is for me, you know?
Wow. I mean, like, every time I throw up or somebody else throws up, it just takes me back to the last time somebody threw up around me.
Yeah.
There's always this universal smell to pretty much all vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you drank, but generally speaking, like, you know the smell of puke. It just smells like puke. Nothing else smells like puke.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Same thing with poop. Mm-hmm. Everyone's poop smells a little different, but you have no doubt that it is, in fact, poop.
I saw it a lot of, been around, you know, especially in your 20s. You meet a lot of people that are puking.
Yeah.
Or partying and this and that. I swear, my nephew once on Christmas Day when he was a little kid puked, and it was the most rancid, awful thing I've ever smelled.
I've never had a real adverse reaction to the smell of someone puking. And in this case, it wasn't even puking, just they regurgitated food out of their mouth. And I cannot explain how disgusting this was. But I'm with my cousin. We're kids at this point. And I don't remember what the conversation was, but I said something and he laughed. He's like 2 or 3 years younger than me. And he's drinking a Coca-Cola, but he had scrambled eggs in his mouth. And all of these scrambled eggs just came out and streamed into his glass of Coke. And it does not sound as gross as it was, man. But I remember it went to his Coke glass, then kind of spinning around the top. And my brother, who rarely outwardly gets mad, just the look of sheer disgust on his face. Like, he wanted to beat up our cousin. But I was like, man, to this day, I don't know that I've seen anything grosser. And honest to God, it was just scrambled eggs.
My daughter. My daughter had the worst puke I've ever seen in my life. There wasn't even no alcohol involved.
Right.
She had a seizure. And, I mean, everything comes out. Everything. You ate food a month ago, it's coming out. I mean, backside, front side.
So she's pooping too, right?
Oh, God. I mean, everything. Matt, I mean, completely. Her body. You couldn't have taken a syringe and pulled out anything.
Right. It's all gone.
It's gone. I was just like, damn, man. That is a lot.
That is gross.
Yeah.
Not even a seizure, man. You're just gross.
Also, just so you know, EMTs, those guys, EMS guys, firemen, whatever, they are very thorough. And God bless them for doing their job.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate that. But they will pull. They want to pull you aside. They want to make sure you don't beat your kid.
Yeah, of course.
So they kind of have that interview process with you. We're like, but you're still freaked out over what you've seen.
Right. You're trying to be calm to answer the questions.
Right. But I know. But you're just like, you're not in a good state of mind.
No.
So it's like it's not that it's like you want to say, hey, this is a ridiculous question. I understand the protocol behind it.
Can we wait 5 minutes?
Yes.
Can we get her
in the ambulance and get her to the hospital? Then I'll answer all your questions. You're like, can we get her out of the freaking house, man?
Yeah.
You know? But that, I mean, God bless them. They have to do it for a reason. Because,
I get it.
Because it's necessary, obviously.
Right.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.